Each Friday at this point, we roll out the Tool Shed. It's our WTF segment that people really still don't get that a lot of what you're saying is being recorded and you're leaving a substantial, non-deniable digital footprint. But before we could take nominees, we got to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
To the clown known as Marlins Man, you may be earning an honorary spot. First of all, who's got this kind of time and money to be at all these sporting events and is that desperate for attention, aside from like a Kardashian? Sensing the fans were gathering pitchforks and torches, new Marlins boss Derek Jeter held a baseball town hall meeting for season ticket holders. And this putz, this whose real name is Larry Visors, gets up to the mic and plays the "Do You Know Who I Am" card to Derek Jeter. And he's trying to make everything that's happening on Earth about him, from Marlins Man Mondays. And this yo-yo goes on and on. He talked for 4 full minutes. As one witness described, it was like watching a mountain die. He wanted Jeter to ride with him in his Marlins mobile. He passed. And in essence, tried to make it like the franchise revolved around him. It was an exercise in narcissism that even the resident at 1600 would have been proud of. Let's move to a guy who would have been nominated, but this segment did not yet exist, former NBA ref Tim Donaghy. Yeah, he's the same guy who used insider information when he was a zebra to win an over-under bet. He good luck in prison because he went to jail. 13 months, by the way. Guilty plea to wire fraud and transmitting betting information through interstate commerce. So apparently he was looking for his 19-year-old daughter at a friend's house. Thought she was getting into some trouble. Found her, got into a dispute with her in the street. And according to the Sheriff's Department of Manatee County, Florida, when the owner of the home came out to see kind of like what the ruckus was, well, Donaghy was wielding a hammer, threatened to hit the guy with it if he came any closer. And the cops show up, arrest the dummy, charge him with aggravated assault. This 50-year-old rocket scientist was released on bond. He'll have his arraignment next month. I've set the over-under on 6 months in county. Next up, let's roll out the NFL ref who obviously frequents Staples, Gene Steratore. So for those of you who missed it, Raiders-Cowboys, big game, an Oakland loss, and they're pretty much toast. A Dallas loss, and you know they'd need the same miracle Bob Weir sung about. Cowboys face in a 4th and short in their own territory in the fourth quarter. They run a sneak with Dak Prescott, who looks a little short, but is the yellow TV line accurate? So it's measurement time. And for the first time anybody can remember, the ref breaks out a prop. I would have understood if it were a magnifying glass or one of those endless scarves, but he busts out an index card and he folds it. And it touches the ball and the stick, first down. He says it was just for confirmation, though many, including Raider head coach Jack Del Rio, say they saw daylight. And of course, who else would be involved but the same team that's involved with the tuck rule and the immaculate reception and the holy roller? It's the Raiders. It's always Oakland. And finally, Patriot tight end, Rob Gronkowski. Come on down. So after a blatant cheap shot, a dangerous one, way after the play against the Bills' Tre'Davious White, got him suspended 2 games, then got it cut to 1. So he's taking part in a press conference before last Sunday's Steeler game, and in a stunner, somebody asked him about the play that cost him the game and the fine that he sat, and now he was back for arguably the biggest game of the year in the NFL. And Dopey, by the way, I'm considering having the term Gronklehead patented. He starts getting a little testy and walks off. And I'm like, really? You didn't expect that issue a cheap shot in 2017 when we have you on film with the on-field version of assault, which injured a fellow player on the ground, a guy who had his back turned to you. Just another case of highly paid jocks who, when all is well, fingers snapping, all smiles and sunglasses and autographs. But the moment the spotlight is not about kissing their rear end, they beg out like spoiled children. And yeah, he's a grunklehead. As far as who I'm putting in, are you in or are you out? I'm going Marlins Man is the latest inductee into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And with that, we shut the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Yes, because you are silly and unprofessional.